This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Sonu Sleep, the world's first mattress for side sleepers and MMA fighters agree. Save $100 off any mattress with code MMA100. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, MMA Nuts, episode 752.
752!
My name's Inga Weigold.
Matt Griffin, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping?
Good question. I don't know what's happening. Allergy season is happening.
Do you have them?
Yes. What else is happening? Bipolar weather is happening in the Midwest.
You don't want bipolar. I'd rather hot, scissoring
cold.
Weather.
Scissoring weather. It's hot. It's cold. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's cold. It's hot.
It's not great.
Sometimes in the same hour. Depends.
True.
NFL draft. I mean, not draft. Combine was over the weekend.
Draft is in a couple of days, like three days.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what the Bears do.
Very quiet. I haven't heard shit about what's happening, and I'm kind of expecting like a trade to happen, but we'll see.
Yeah. That'll be good.
And yeah, I'm sick of the weather. That's another one where, like, let's just get some consistently. Just be like 50s for a little bit, and then we can go 60s, and we can go 70s. Like, so this, it's 80. Now it's 30. Now it's 80. It's freezing, and everything's going to die if you planted anything. So, I don't know. Where do you want to start this week?
Good question. Well, here, let's start here. So, it appears that Trump has signed into order an order in that directing the FDA to review some of these psychedelic therapies. If you Google it, there's pictures of Rogan and JFK, RFK at the White House with Trump. And it seems like a big deal. You know, this is a, you know, it's funny because I think about like the influence that Joe has developed over time. Like, he started his podcast at the same time as us. And he has become way more influential than us because we are not in the White House, as far as I know.
Nor do I think I want to be.
No, but I mean, it's pretty cool because it's they were studying stuff like ibogaine and mushrooms and LSD and all kinds of things. So we'll see. I think there's a future for it. I just don't know how much pushback they get from pharmaceutical companies, you know, about this
guy. I don't think they care. I think he signed the executive order and said, fuck it, this is what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I like what Rogan said. It basically texted President Trump and sent him all the information, and then he said the text message came back, sounds great, do you want FDA approval? Let's do it.
Wow. Like, that would be nice.
It was literally that quick. Like, that's fucking cool. But cool to see him up there, you know, representing. And yeah, I think they were up there with a bunch of veterans that had PTSD and who've gone through these treatments and have had help with that. Because I think it's psilocybin, MDMA, and ibogaine.
Ibogaine,
like the three that they were talking about. So
I think it might even expand, right? So it,
yeah.
How cool is it to be on a texting basis with the president? Like, you could just send a message. And president's just eating his cheeseburger.
It's like, how many people are in his fucking text messaging? You know, it's crazy.
I don't know.
The guy doesn't sleep.
Maybe Rogan's on his favorites. You know, he made the favorites on the iPhone.
Well, I mean, he helped him get elected, so
sure did.
Hot, straight in. Plus, with the UFC card going down there, probably all into
big deal.
Anything any of those guys want. So that's pretty fucking cool. I saw They had another press conference for that MVP card that's happening with Gina Carano
Yep.
and Ronda Rousey. So Gina explained her this lip bite thing that she did at one of the events where she was like, She said the cameraman just kept coming on to her like and showing her, and she said she was high as fuck, and that's why that happened where she did
Yeah,
that.
perfect.
I'm like,
Makes
of
sense.
course. And then after the event, they did that press conference. Ronda Rousey was saying that she was hanging out in the green room with Nate Diaz, so she was a little fucked up because she was trying to drink water out of a water bottle, but it had
Yeah.
the lid still on it. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Full disclosure of a fucking back there. But she's also, Rhonda is talking about Kayla Harrison talking, and she was all talking crazy shit. She's like, the only reason she has a job is because of me. She has the charisma of a wet towel. That bitch isn't even bigger than Patty the Batty. Why is she getting paid less now than I was 10 years ago? Riddle me this, bitch. So why does she talk shit to women she'll never fight?
I don't know. It seems like just a little barking dog scenario, right? It's just like a weird trying to stay relevant. Kayla Harrison's relevant, you know. I don't know. It just seems like a little bit of like just stirring shit up, you know.
Yeah. And she looks like she's on the juice.
You think?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have a face off, like another face off they did, where you can. She has never been this strong in her fucking life. Let's see. These buttons are all moved around
I
again,
imagine they're not testing.
which is great. They shouldn't.
Oh,
Like,
wow.
you'd see, like, her fucking traps in her neck, like the jawline.
Okay, good for her.
They look in fucking phenomenal shape.
They sure do. I'm
Like,
excited.
look at that. You telling me that's natural? I don't buy it. Gina looks natural.
I think it's all natural.
Okay. I don't care
Amazing.
what it is. They're going,
Amazing. I'm just
somebody's
kidding.
going down.
Not natural. It's
That's
natural to be enjoying these face-offs. Let's
right.
do this.
And then the last thing coming out of that was Nate Diaz talking. When he had some advice for fighters coming up, he said, a little more fuck yous will get you paid. You know how many raises I got for saying fuck you? More than doing what I was told. So, what do you think of his advice to young fighters coming up?
Well, I think what he, I get it. It's shorthand. I think what he's saying is just be crazy and do crazy shit and say no to shit that's bad and say yes to shit that's good and then you get paid. So I agree with that.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That there's no if you can be polarizing in any sport, you can make money, right? So, or
True.
anything maybe even.
Yeah, I think what it comes down to is you got to be authentic. And those guys are authentic as fuck. Like the Diazes. Connor is authentic. That's just who he is. And then you see these other guys who try to have a shtick and it doesn't quite work. Like you
No.
just, you try, it's either you got it or you don't. And you can't manufacture it. Like, was it Colby Covington trying to manufacture it? That Hockett guy trying to manufacture it. This doesn't work. So anyway, what else is happening?
Let me show you. Can I show the face off between Diaz and Mike Perry?
Sure.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, we
It
could
is.
show face-offs, and if I need to blur shit,
Oh,
I'll blur it.
is it playing? It is not playing. Hang on. What the hell is happening? I try to click the button and it went somewhere else. I hate when that happens. Let's try this again. Okay. Sorry.
Survey says,
No, it's like this weird.
yeah, I can name that tune in two notes.
Let's try again. If I click play, nope. It's not playing, is it?
No,
That is weird. It's playing now on my screen, but when it, anyways, just
it's
picture
fucking.
Diaz and Mike Perry facing off. It's amazing.
If I remember when I edit, I will put that in. How's that?
Yeah. What the fuck? Should we do a little ad sponsor read?
Yeah, good point. Go ahead.
Okay. Today's video and audio is in partnership with Manscaped, the men's grooming brand trusted by over 13 million men worldwide. Thrilled to unveil the latest masterpiece from Manscaped, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. in the desert sand colorway.
That's right.
Whoa,
Ka-chung.
that's crazy. This is crazy. The special edition trimmer pairs rugged style with precision and performance, inspired by endless horizons and built for those who thrive off the beaten path. This isn't just a trimmer, it's your ultimate tool for conquering the wildest terrain. Just a quick PSA though, there are limited quantities available in this colorway, so you gotta act fast if you want this. Let's check it out.
That's right. You can unleash your grooming game with the Lawnmower 5.0 Desert Sand. Experience unparalleled precision with the next-gen dual skin-safe blade heads, one trimmer blade and one foil blade designed for flawless performance. If you're a part of the OG Manscaped family, this trimmer is a tribute to the classics, upholding the same features that we've all come to love. And you can join the 13 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs and get the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in colorway desert sand while supplies last. Get 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. That's 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. Yeah, right back to the show. There was a RAF wrestling event where Armand Sarukian decided to fucking send Uriah Faber onto the fucking concrete for some reason.
Oh yeah,
I'm
I
gonna
heard that
go
one too. It's
no
great.
volume, but
Oh damn.
ugh. That's an interesting way to, fucking wrestle someone. I like how Chael didn't put much of a catch up there. He just kind of shrugged him off. Like, see him coming by. Hey, good reaction time there, Chael.
He's
Or
not
these
gonna go over
guys,
that.
like, what the fuck is their job?
Yeah, I'm sure that didn't feel good.
No, I think Yaris said, I think he fixed my back because, 2 weeks ago I couldn't train and now it fucking feels a lot better.
Yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
getting slammed on a concrete is fucking awesome for your spine. And you have
Yes.
like bulging disc and shit. Had that going, and then GSP had some weird shit to say. He was talking about, he says cardio trainings are useless in MMA. He said, I don't really believe in cardio if you're a combat athlete. I believe in efficiency, even if you're in better shape than me. But if I'm more efficient than you, you'll get tired before me. If you're an athlete, efficiency is your number one goal. Your focus on skill, technique, and efficiency. So, what do you think about that?
Like in efficiency, like using the least amount of energy per movement,
Sure.
I guess. But what if you're someone is applying an opposing efficient inefficiency force? Then that takes your energy away, right? So I think you still got to have cardio. This man's crazy. What is he talking? What is he
He's
talking about?
retarded. I think he's hanging out
My
with the dinosaur bones too much.
God, efficiency. Tip, is it like tip to tip
Maybe.
efficiency? Remember
Yes.
that from the show?
Or maybe he's just getting confused with what he thinks cardio is. You have to have fucking cardio. Like,
Yes.
it's not, I get what he's saying. Yes, you want to be efficient because that would save you cardio.
It would.
But you have to have cardio. Cardio is number one. So, because you can fucking melt people with cardio. What else is going on?
Yeah, so the oh, sorry. It's late. The White House card, they just announced that there's going to be a Star Spangled Banner is going to be happening at the White House card. They don't typically do any of this because there's people from like 100 countries on all the cards. I think this is the only card where they're going to have the national anthem, and it's going to be performed by Zac Brown Band. So it's pretty interesting. Or
It's
maybe they
good.
did it for UFC 100. I can't remember, but there might have been one. But it's cool because it's at the White House. Zac Brown's very American band, you know, country boys. I'm sure they'll do a great job. Quite the
Yeah,
honor.
they need it's got to be all America all the time. And I thought that Trump was trying to get him to rename it to like UFC 1776 or something.
That'd be
But
awesome.
like, oh, they have so much branding on whatever it is. I don't even know what the card's called anymore. That's how much branding they have.
Yeah, so much branding we don't know. We forgot.
Exactly. I've forgotten already. I saw, Rico Verhoeven's still out there, and he let Eddie Hall punch him full force in the gut. And I don't think I can do the volume on this, but I'll show it. And kind of have to blur this out because I think it's off of one of their channels. So this may or may not stay in, but we'll see.
Oh, God.
So he just goes full bore on him. Sometimes you gotta breathe out, sometimes you gotta keep your breath in. Fuck.
That's just dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Can you break
Never.
anything in the stomach like that? Can you?
You probably break a rib,
Ugh.
but you're letting like one of the world's strongest men punch you, and who actually knows how to punch now. Enrico couldn't even take it,
No.
and he's a fucking legit striker. It's
Yeah, and he's
crazy.
a heavyweight. He looks small next to
Yes,
that guy. He's not a
yes.
little guy.
It's fucking
Jesus.
insane. I saw Brock Lesnar retired from the
Yep,
WWE. Does
he
that
did.
mean White House card?
Ooh.
Too expensive? No drug testing?
I think it's possible, but maybe not. I
Anything.
the rumor is though too that he retired, but he's going to unretire. Like there's some sort of like work around this or shtick,
Yeah.
you know, whatever they call it in wrestling. So he looks
Some kind
old
of
though.
bullshit.
He's
Yeah, he
got
does.
he's making that lots of wrestling money.
Yeah, it's a tough life. I mean, like how many injuries is he fucking carrying around? You know their backs are all fucked up for
Yep.
sure. And then the amount of CTE those guys have got to have on par with football for sure. What else is going on?
I know you brought up the AI thing a while ago, that because the UFC's been using AI, and they have said that they're gonna ride it, ride or die with this, and they, the I think there's the UFC chief content creator Craig Borsari. So they're going to keep using it. It's more of a current way of doing things, and it's better. And AI forwards production groups when it comes to storytelling, and it maybe, you know, they wouldn't be able to implement certain things if it didn't have AI. So they're going to look at it and keep doing it, but use it as a way of amplifying things, not necessarily replacing things. I call bullshit though, because it's only a matter of time before people lose jobs.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I don't mind if you use it, but it can't look like shit. That's the problem. It looked like shit when they use it for the other card. I'm like, what are we doing? It was like some of the, I don't know if I have all the posters behind me, but some of the posters when they fucking modified the images, like it looks retarded. You're making the guys look stupid. And you've got a billion, you got $1 trillion, make it look right. I don't care. Use AI, but make sure someone, whoever's in charge of making sure it looks good, does that job because it doesn't look good. That's why people are complaining. And typical UFC is fuck you. We don't care. Watch the fights. That's a great attitude. Great attitude. Or you tell me to fuck off and just watch the fight. So. I saw John Jones, or not John Jones, but someone got a tattoo of John Jones. Here we go. If you can give me a rating on this one. And I could do a little sound because there's John's in here, fucking getting it
Whoa.
at. So you can see someone showing that to John.
Just pull his pants down in front
Yeah.
of him. What the hell?
And
It's
then he's
just
fucking
weird.
like signing it. It's not.
Just weird.
Gay.
It's very gay. There's a lot of gayness happening, but it
Seriously.
notice that it looks so much better brand new than it does there.
Yes. That's probably what, a couple days in or first week because the swelling is down, but what's your rating on
I don't love these kind of things. I'm gonna give it like
that?
6.5, maybe. I mean, valiant effort, but not my thing.
I'm going zero. You can't get another man tattooed on your body.
Fair.
Another man's face, especially by your cack. The fuck's wrong with you people? What else is happening out there?
Well, Dana White said that the deal with Conor McGregor coming back is imminent. So they don't have specific details of it yet, but it said the talks are going well, and McGregor's kind of set himself up, got rid of some of the stuff that was weighing him down in life, and he's back to training. And It sounds like July is the target date for that. So after the, which is kind of fucked up. He should fight on the goddamn White House
He
card, but
should,
whatever. I
100%.
don't know. July, June, same thing. Like, what does it matter? Like, get him on the card.
Yeah. Yeah,
But
I think they want to. Jorge said he wasn't fighting Conor, but I think that's the fight you got to make. Like, you don't want to pitch Conor against someone who's current and fighting. Like, are you going to have him fight Max Holloway? I don't get it. Just have him fight Jorge. It seems like a more winnable fight, and that's like the true BMF fucking title winners, going at it.
Exactly.
Got a fun face off. Couple of ladies in boxing. Ebane Bridges and Ebony Cotton. Here you go. Let's do a little share, maybe a little sound.
Ooh. Whoa.
I love what they can get away with if you're not in like the UFC. You can just put tape on your body and that's an outfit.
That's extreme. Okay.
There's weird music playing in there, so I gotta shut that off. And then Bridges will come in. She comes in with the standard outfit.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. Fit. Ready to throw down? I think they square off too. It's fucking crazy.
That tape outfit is crazy. It's
Yes.
crazy.
Well, it's like those models. They do that. I think they go on stage naked and then they tape them up like that as an outfit. So interesting.
Interesting for sure.
Proof of that. I just have a tweet and then some knowledge.
I got a couple of videos, so we'll start here. So I'm curious. I wanted to get your take on this and see what you think this training is all about. All right. Shit. Hold on. Zoom. There we go. What the hell is the guy on the right doing? Oh, you missed
He's
that part.
practicing for the zombie apocalypse.
He's
Like, how do I rape these zombies?
just like going crazy, going between. I don't know how he does that one. Okay, that's a replay. It's a
I
different
like
kind of,
it.
training method.
That's right. It works. Everything's effective until it's not.
I got a KO and then that's it.
Yeah, go ahead, do KO, and then I'll jump in with a couple.
Hold on. So this is a non-traditional KO, but I think you're gonna like it. In the spirit of the golf season. This just happened recently, I believe, over in Europe or something. So here we are. He's teeing off, good old at the LIV Golf UK. It's on the tee box. It's like four point.
You want a little left? Ow!
And down
Ow,
he
man
goes.
down.
Down he, and some guy kicks him. Like, what the hell? I can't believe what was that all about? I don't know. But some guy kicked him or kicked the ball, or I don't freaking know. But anyways.
Good.
I always thought that could happen, and but I didn't realize it could actually happen.
Oh yeah.
And it happened.
Anything goes down. Yeah, you were just speaking about golf. Here's my tweet of the week. A little golf action. Golf course has a walk-up dispensary.
Oh, geez.
That's what you need. People getting high on a golf course, who would do that? I don't know
Hit
anybody
a
that
tiny
does
little ball that takes extreme coordination. I don't think
that.
that would go well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they liquor everyone up. Might as well have some weed out there.
I guess you're right.
Yep. And knowledge, what do you got for knowledge?
Knowledge. I keep forgetting about knowledge. The problem is my life is busy at the moment with kid sports. All I do
Yeah.
is watch kid sports. So my knowledge is don't put your all your if you have multiple kids, don't put them all in sports at the same time because you will drown. You'll death. That's my
It
knowledge.
works like that sometimes, and as a parent and you have a couple kids, sometimes both sports are happening at the same time, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna go to this one, and you're gonna go to that one, and then the next week we flip flop, and then it's chaos. But that's life. And
That is life.
then Here's Joanna
Ooh.
Jędrzejczyk. She'll send us off. I think she, I'm not sure what she's doing. I think she's getting pampered. They're doing her hair or something.
Yeah, I see that.
No, she looks so much healthier post UFC. I think
That's so
putting
sad.
on a little weight helped her.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's all I got. Good shutdown.
All righty, we need some UFC action to happen to have some stuff to talk
Yeah, I
about,
want
but
that Chimaev Strickland card. That's still a few weeks away.
it is like three maybe, right? Or
Something
something.
like that. Two,
Yeah.
three.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.